Hey you, do you want to learn how to design SVG cut files in the amazing Affinity Designer software with expert feedback surrounded by a supportive and loving community of designers? If you said yes, sign up for my free masterclass for more info. Link down below. Hello everyone, Jav here from Cut and Make Crafts, the founder of SVG Superstar Coaching Program. I help crafters with full-time jobs make passive income from SVG cut files. And for today's session, I have invited a special guest, Rebecca, and she is going to talk about how to find clarity on the type of business you want to start and how to know that that's going to be a viable business. So for those of you who are wondering what kind of business you need to start, which will align with your lifestyle, with what you want to achieve, this is the live session that you want to be at. So Rebecca is a career coach with A+ experience of helping people who are dissatisfied with their careers. And here she is. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good. Nice to meet you, Jeff.
Same here. How's everything going?
It's going great. It's really hot. I'm in Vancouver, and well, it's really hot for Vancouver. It's over 30 today. There's no aircon in my office, so if I'm sweaty, that's why.
Oh my gosh. So we'll try to wrap this up real quick. And I'm so glad.
Oh, it's all good.
Finally got to do this, because we have been trying to get this live session done for quite a while, rescheduling and everything. Yeah, I'm so glad to do this because the topic is so important, especially right now when people have their full-time jobs and they want to start a business. So I would love to delve over this topic, how to get clarity on what type of business you need to start, and how to know that it's going to be viable. So I'm really excited to dive in. But before we get started, I would love to know a little introduction about yourself. How did you get here? What do you specialize in?
Mm-hmm. Well, my name is Rebecca Beaton. And I'm a career coach. I've been a career coach for 9 years now, over 9 years. So I work primarily with people to get clarity on what they want to do. People who are dissatisfied with their job and looking to make a big change, or people, and this might fit with your audience a bit, people that want to start a side business and just add something else on. A lot of people are really overwhelmed with all the options that are out there. So getting clarity is mainly what I do, but I do also help people with those early stages of starting a solo business or making a transition into a new job. You also asked how I got here. So I got here, I have done lots of different jobs in my lifetime. Before I started this business, I started three other ones that I tried: sustainability consulting. I did a random website where I basically tried to sell all my hobbies. And then I also used to just make and sell things, so I can relate to your audience, because I used to actually make and sell a little headbands that I sold at festivals. And I also made hula hoops and sold those back in my festival days. Yeah. Yeah, so I've just done lots of different things, and I've struggled with what I wanted to do, and I realized I'm good at coaching, and I believe in it, and I love helping people become more satisfied in their life. So,
awesome. How long ago was this when you were selling hula hoops and headbands?
That was a while ago. I would say 2012, between 2010 and 2012, probably.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So I had no idea. I met someone on a beach in Hawaii who made these braided headbands that my friend and I really loved, and we're like, why don't we try this at home? Mm-hmm. So I bought all the materials and I made all these braided headbands, and I just showed up at a festival and I was like, I don't know if people are going to want to buy these, and it wasn't I didn't have like a permit to sell them there, but I just went up to people who were waiting in lines and stuff, and they sold like hotcakes. So it was really, really fun and exciting.
Exciting. That is really cool. So how did you eventually decide on going with this to be a career coach eventually?
Yeah, I want to give you a short version. I was doing environmental education work in nonprofit field. That was what I'd wanted to do for a long time. And then I found that that wasn't really doing it for me. And I also found that educating people on the environment wasn't really creating a lot of change. And that was a little disheartening to me. So I just started looking for other things to do for a few years. That's when I experimented with different businesses and different jobs. And eventually I had a conversation with a coach who helped me realize that I wanted to work with people on a deeper level and help create change, support change in people on a deeper level. And that was how I started in coaching. And coaching was less known a decade ago.
Cool.
It wasn't as common as it is now. So it was like this totally new thing to me at the time. Yeah.
Cool. Interesting. So can you tell us, why is it important to have clarity on the type of business you want before you start your business?
I want to say you don't have to have total clarity before you take action on starting a business. Mm-hmm. And you definitely want to test it out and see if it's viable, which is something we can talk more about. But you don't have to have clarity. A lot of people like to have clarity and they want to have clarity because that gives you a lot more confidence and helps you to really commit and follow through on what you're doing. But I also want to say you don't have to have total clarity. And often we don't have clarity on something until we really start doing it. I don't know if you've experienced that personally. I see you nodding away there.
Yep, I think I do. Like when I was starting out and I had this idea, like I have to have a handmade business to be successful. And I can never be successful with a digital business. So I was always trying to chase that success by starting a handmade business. And there were a lot of times in my during my journey that I tried switching to a handmade model, but it didn't work out for me based on the lifestyle I was having. So eventually when I started seeing success in my digital business, I was like, okay, I can still be successful by selling digital products. So that was a big aha moment for me.
I like that. I like that so much. Yeah. Because it's often not linear. It's like a lot of the time I find with the clients I work with, at least, and in my own life, it's wanting clarity on something. And we think it's this linear process of like, I get clarity and then I go out and do it. And once I have clarity, then I act. And in reality, a lot of the time it's like, this is my best guess. I think this is what I want to do. And then I'm going to act on it, see if it works, see if I like it. And then I'm going to reassess and tweak and adjust and then go from there. And it can be this almost continual process, especially when you have your own business. I'm sure you're familiar. you just kind of said that, but yeah, you're always tweaking and trying different things and seeing what works and what doesn't and going from there. Yeah.
True. Thanks for sharing that. And so let's dive into this topic. Let's dig deeper. So what are the 5 steps that we need to take to get clarity on the business that we want to start?
5 steps. Did I share there were 5 steps?
No.
Oh. I was like, I don't know if it's 5 steps, but I can give some steps.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
The steps could be 5, could be 3.
Okay. Cool. some steps to follow. Okay. This is the process that, like, big picture, I would take a client through. Looks a little bit different for everyone, but here's the general idea. So first, I recommend getting really clear on your big picture vision. So So, how much money do you want to be making? How much time do you want to be spending on your business? What's the goal of your business? Like, do you want it to be something that is inspiring you? Then, what about it would be inspiring you? Do you want it to be something that's making you extra money? Then, why do you want that money? And so, you're getting clear on what it looks like. Maybe, are you hiring other people or is it just you? Do you have an assistant? Do you want to grow it to where you have a team? So, like, getting clear on that vision, and I would put a timeline on it. So I usually start with my clients with a 1-year timeline. So it's nice and close. It feels realistic. It's not, you can have a longer timeline. Go for it. That's so fun. But having that 1-year timeline just helps to anchor it in reality. So that's what I recommend, step one. Step two for clarity. So getting really clear on who you are. So what is it that you are naturally good at? What are your strengths? What are you enjoying doing? So think, looking back in your life, when have you been energized? Either at work, outside of work, volunteering, doing, often my clients give examples of things they're doing with friends. Like, oh, I took on this project or my friends and I did this and I this we organized this event or plan this trip or something like that. So digging into, okay, when are you most energized? When are you most engaged? Get clear on that stuff and also what drives you. Right? When, again, it's really like reflecting back on when you feel most engaged. Yeah, so then having that information about who you are, step three. Okay, looking at what business ideas align with those things. And I would recommend take your step two to other people because other people will have there's an expression you might have heard that is you can't read the label from inside the bottle. So often, and often we'll just kind of tunnel vision, right, on one particular idea, and it's hard to see outside of that. So taking all of our interests and what we're good at and what drives us, and we can take that information to other people and be like, what ideas do you have? And come up with ideas from there. So step four is selecting anywhere from 1 to 5 ideas that you want to prototype. Yeah. So mini experimenting with an idea to A, see, you want to see is it viable, but also it's helpful for clarity of is this even something I want to do? Because it's not uncommon for people to love making art, for example, like drawing. But then when you turn it into something you're making money from, it can change it. Right? Or you love to cook and then you become a chef and you're like, oh no, I don't actually like this as my work. I just like it as a hobby. So
I know.
testing out the idea is such an important step.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people get stuck with this dilemma, like, oh, I just want to do this. I don't want it to turn out into something that I will start disliking eventually, because this is something I'm enjoying right now. And if I start doing it for work, it's going to become a problem. Instead of me enjoying it, I'll end up resenting it. So I love it. And the fact that we need to keep in mind is like not every business is going to align with our lifestyle. For example, if you are working a busy 9-to-5 job, you don't want to. And you want a consistent monthly income without hiring anyone, then you gotta keep in mind that selling handmade products or selling things that require a ton of your time is not gonna be a viable option.
Yeah, totally. So there's so many factors to bring in. That's so true. And then it's by testing it out that you often learn that stuff, even if you're following all the business channels and things. At the end of the day, we usually have to do things ourselves to know if it's going to work or not. Yeah.
So true, so true. Like, until unless you try it yourself, because you know what's your capacity, where you stand and how much time you have and all those things. You're the only person who knows that.
So that, I mean, those are all the steps. I mean, you're prototyping, and then from there, take just paying attention. I guess we could put this as a step five is, taking notes when you do experiment. And I guess just to say too, like ways to experiment, would that be helpful? Like ways to prototype and
Yep. We'd love that.
Okay. So talking to people and having conversations with people who are already doing something you're thinking about. So if you want to start a braided headband business, like with my example I gave earlier, maybe I would talk to that woman I met in Hawaii and ask her, how much time do you spend doing this? Or whatever questions are important to you. How much time? How much money do you spend on materials? Where do you sell them? What do you find works and what doesn't work? Another great way to mini experiment is to actually just do it on a really small scale. Yeah, so rather than setting up a huge website for a business, like braided headbands, I'm going to spend 10 grand on this website and this marketing and all this, actually go out and sell some headbands and see if you like it, if there's demand for it, if it works with the numbers, how much you're spending on materials versus what you're selling it for, how much time you're putting in, all that kind of stuff.
Like going to a craft fair or something like that, just to try it out if it's gonna sell or not.
Or post it online. Selling to the network of your network is really helpful. So not just friends and family, that's not really the best test case, but like seeing if they know people who would be interested in buying.
Cool. I love that because a lot of times we start something and we try to go all in from the beginning. I know I've done that mistake. I spent a lot on the website and influencers before I tested out my complete idea. So I know what it feels like. So thanks so much for sharing that point. Anything that we can do to get clarity?
Okay, so at the end of the day, acting on something. So we can only sit around and think about something for so long. And this is a really important point. So we, a lot of the time I noticed with my clients, it's like waiting for this feeling of absolute 100% certainty of this is what I'm meant to do. This is what I want to do. And that 100% certainty is really unlikely to come. It's often more like this. I think this is what I want to do. And this was the same when I started my business. I was like, I think this is what I want to do. This makes sense, right? But I hadn't really coached yet. So I did a certification and then it was starting the business. And even then, in my business, depending on how well it was doing or not, I was like, is this what I want to do? Right? So it's not waiting for 100% clarity, but going through doing the reflection on when you're most energized, what drives you, what your strengths are, what you're interested in, what things align with that, and do that prototyping. And that's the best you can do. And that's at some point you need to act and just go with something, and it might not work out. That's reality. Like, we do things and sometimes we fail, and then we tweak and adjust from there. But if we're, it's a common trap to get stuck in just thinking about it, waiting for clarity to kind of fall in our lap, and then we don't act, and then we don't get clarity because we can only get so much clarity sitting around and thinking about it.
I understand. Like you have to put some sort of action in it to really get to know yourself and get to know if you really want to do it in the future. Like for me, I knew since the beginning that eventually I want to become a business coach. That was my dream. That was my dream job, dream career, dream business to have. And And slowly and eventually getting to that point, like throughout the process, like I was trying to think, like, when is the right time for me to step up and claim this position for myself? And once I start seeing the results in my business, I'm like, okay, this is the time. And eventually I transformed completely to a business coach, and overlooking rest of the other tasks.
Yeah, playing the long game. I love it. It's
You.
often a long game too.
Yeah.
That's a really good point there. Like, I'm glad you shared that story of getting to where you are, and that, you had a vision for a long time, and then you took those steps that eventually got you there. And yeah, that's so cool. Just because often it does take a long time to get to that ideal, and it does take a lot of work and consistent effort. And
So any final tips that you'd like to share with some with people struggling with their businesses right now?
well, if you're struggling with clarity, do something. What is the first next step here to help you get more clarity? Answer that question and take that small step. And from there, you take the next small step. Ask yourself the same question, and that's how to get unstuck. What's the first next step here? Yeah.
Just
That's
go out,
all.
and the second thing is put action in it. Don't just sit there and wonder, spend your whole time wondering. Instead, put action in it, take notes, and assess yourself.
Yeah, don't just not just sitting and waiting for clarity to plunk land in your lap and be like, ping, this is what I'm meant to do.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, probably not.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing all those amazing tips and the steps on how to get clarity. So, tell us how you help clients and where we can find you.
Well, because we're on Instagram, you can find me on my Instagram. So I'm at Rebecca underscore Beaton. And you can find me on there. And I think there's a link on my bio right now to book a consultation session with me if you're looking for some one-on-one support. Or if you really want to dive into clarity, I also have a group program. So you can just send me a DM. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. And oh, what does coaching look like with you? What do you help with?
So I primarily help people with getting clarity, people who are dissatisfied with their work and not sure what they want to do next. So they're feeling really stuck. It's a like shitty place to be, excuse my language. Because yeah, I mean, I've been there personally. So getting the clarity on where you want to go, and then helping you get there to whatever that is that you end up deciding you want to do. I work with people one-on-one for 6 months. And I also have a group program that's called the 90-Day Career Clarity Program. So if you're interested in a conversation, you can follow me on Instagram and shoot me a DM.
Awesome,
Yeah.
awesome. Great.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. It was a wonderful having you here and talking about this very important topic, and I learned a lot of new tips, and I'm sure everybody found it helpful as well. And I'll tag you in the story, so sorry, in the video, so everybody can reach out to you if they need help with getting clarity in their business.
Yeah, I will share this as well.
Awesome. Thanks so much. And have a great
Okay.
day, great night.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, you too. Take
Bye.
care. Bye.
Lastly, if you want to learn how to make gorgeous SVG cut files in Affinity Designer, be sure to check out my free masterclass via the link below.